ओम शांति। टुडे इन द मॉर्निंग मुरली बाबा हैज सजेस्टेड दिस टॉपिक। यू रिमेम्बर व्हाट इज द टॉपिक? यस, व्हाई फॉर वी ऑल हैव एक्युमुलेटेड हियर। Yes, how to win Baba's heart throne. And this is very vital for we people, because our all Pursharat, whatever our efforts are there, they are here for winning this game. Everybody wants to win, and that's a sign of success. And today, when we are here, I am reminded of my good olden days with Sakar Brahma Baba. And it was in History Hall, when our yajna was also very small, and those were the years, early 60s. 1961, 62 or so. So at that time, there used to be very few children. And whenever there is too much cold or there was some problem, say if some people are sick or so, there used to be very, very small number before Baba, Brahma Baba. And Baba always used to tell that Baba is not seeing the number who are sitting before Baba, but Baba is seeing the whole world, because whole the tree of humanity. And Baba is before Baba's eye, the souls of whole worlds are there. So whenever we people are there, so we should always consider that I am not alone on this world stage drama, but the whole world is listening me. And that will bring us in new enthusiasm, that what Baba wants. So how to win Baba's heart throne? We all know about various type of thrones, you see. In Laukic world, the throne, the highest seat of power, is there, and on that one, the one who is the ruler, he or she sits and govern the nation or whatever the situation is. So those are not necessarily the people who win the heart of this, the people over them they rule. Mostly in today's world, it is the dictator or some military ruler who rule. And that throne they control, through which they control the nation or country, whatever it is. So that is one type of throne. But this subtle throne, the throne of Baba's heart, this is very important, because if once we win this Baba's heart throne, then automatically that physical throne will be ours. Automatically. So that's why our all Pursharat is to win Baba's throne of heart. And we all are moving in that direction. Both the thrones, they are interconnected. Because once we win this Baba's throne of heart, automatically that throne becomes our. That what Baba says in this Sangam Yuga, whatever the Shrimat says, Baba says, that if we practice and follow, then in the golden age, that throne, throne, what Baba describes, the throne of gold, diamond, all jewelries, that will be our, we will be the ruler. But the condition is, what is the condition? Baba often says, before we become the ruler of that throne, what we should become? Ruler of our own self. You see, total self-control. And once we are having control over our emotions, feeling, thoughts, speech, action, once we are having full control over this, then automatically we move in that direction of perfection. So, though we are having, how many subjects Baba teaches us? How many subjects are there? Four subjects. We all know. Knowledge, spiritual knowledge, yoga, meditation, inculcation of divine virtues, and the fourth one is, yes, service. And today, in the Murli, Baba's emphasis was on which subject especially? Yatki Yatra was but pertaining to this, ruling the throne of Baba's heart. In this context, yes, service. And that too, loveful service. Today Baba has used this word. Do service, but very lovefully. And when this loveful service is there, it starts producing result. So, today Baba has said that loveful service. And when this loveful service is there, then automatically what happens? Success comes. And for that one, Baba has said us, one single word for this to rule over the heart of Baba is, one word is balance. Balance. And there are number of balances which we have to practice. Do you remember what are the various balances Baba has said? Yes, naming a few. The balance of love and law, number one. So earlier Baba used to say always that love, balance of love and law, because we reside in the society, in our family, do business, do service like that. So what is required is in our day-to-day dealing, this loveful attitude. Our voice should be so sweet. And love and law. Simultaneously, we have to maintain. I am reminded of Dadi's, my association with Dadi Prakash Maniji. In her last 1 year or 1.5 years, she used to say, though this balance is required, love and law, but now the rule of the game is that love is law. Not balancing the love and law, but love is law of our institution. So the love should be reflected from our eyes, from our vibrations, from our emotions, feelings, our activity, our speech. And that is very vital, because that is what is visible. We may say that, the words came from my mouth, I did not mean that one. But my actually what I meant was something else. But no, what is there inside that is not visible. But what we speak with how much love and respect and regard, that is visible. So that is one thing, the balance of love and love. And whatever these balances I am telling you, that they were quite visible in Brahma Baba. I had the good fortune to be with Brahma Baba for about 6 to 7 years. And I saw and that how much Brahma Baba, though he was ordinary human being when he came in this Gyan in 1936, he was a jeweler, a family man, worldly man, having children and family and everything, doing business. But how much great change came in his life, that only within 33 years he became Karmatit. In 1936, he came in Gyan. This Yajna was established. And in January 1969, he became Karmatit. You see, Farishta, final stage. So, and there are now, even for me also, it is more than 50 years. There are also many people, nearly 60, 70, 75, 77 years. But Baba became Karmatit only in 33 years. So what were the signs? And I was with Baba, and not only that Baba, but in the end, on 17th and 18th January 1969, I was here in Madhuban, and I had the good fortune to see Brahma Baba and to be with him during those two last days. And what in that stage I saw, Karmatit stage of Baba, that's some of the points I want to share with you, because our aim is also to become Karmatit, Farishta, angelic stage. So Baba was this balance, but main thing was, one more thing, detachment and involvement. Balance of detachment and involvement. Whatever our duty is there in Yajna, whatever we are supposed to do, laukik and alaukik way. So our involvement has to be there. But detached involvement. We are doing. I am getting the work done through these sense organs. I am different and I am getting the work done just like a trustee. And when that thing is there, so detached involvement, that is what is required most. Because sometimes what happens, we involve ourselves too much, that our time, energy and everything is there completely, right? But what happens in that one, Baba's remembrance is forgotten. And detached. So either we generate liking or dislikings towards the people, towards the situations, towards so many things. And both are harmful. If liking is there, then what generates? What comes? Attachment. And if disliking is there, then what comes? Hatred or jealousy, other negativities. Both are harmful. So what is required is, we must come in contact with all of the people, and that what I saw. Even the last day, you see, though Baba was not having good health on 18 January and morning, Baba did not give Murli. That day in the Murli, Baba came in the class and gave drishti and got yoga done. And after about half an hour or 45 minutes or so, then, okay, bachchon ko yaad pyar, good morning, Baba gave the remembrance and went. So that day also, Baba was having that thing, that let me fill the children today with the power, spiritual power. Though he may not be able, he was not able to speak, But he gave drishti. He conducted meditation, yoga. So our attitude should always be there of a giver. Yes, I am giver. When I am going to be a winner, I am going to be a Maharaja, Chakravarti Maharaja. King always gives to his subjects. So at every stage our giving doesn't mean the physical things. Even giving with the love, sweet words, affection, respect, regard, our positive feelings, positive thinkings. So these things at every stage, this is one that what I saw. Throughout the day also Baba wrote all the letters, etc. And Dada Baba told Ishudadi, whatever the pending letters are there, you bring, I'll reply to all. At that time there was no email or no mobile, nothing like that. And that too, Abu being the isolated place, the communication facilities were not so good. So Baba used to write letters, very small but very loveful letters, reminding everybody. You see, in letter Baba used to, Sudarshan Chakradhari, Brahman Kulbhushan, Bacche, Dil Takht Nashin, that word Baba says, throne of the heart. So Baba used to bring every child first in the highest stage, mental stage, so that the receptive stage is attained by everybody individually, not only in the letter, but in the Murli also. And then once mind is receptive, then whatever the teachings come, automatically we will receive and they will come into our practice. So that will be the method of service also, that first let us bring the souls in their original stage, higher stage. And then once they are receptive, then we should give them the knowledge. So this is the detached involvement, involving all others also, but a sort of detachment that was there. So that day Baba conducted all these things, got the letter written, and in the evening, 18th January, when Baba was to give the last Murli. So usually the Murli is there at around, in general, 9 o'clock in the night, quarter to 9, and 9 to quarter to 10, Baba used to give Murli, then later on everybody used to go. But that day, Baba had a premonition that, probably this may be the last Murli, Sakar Murli. And so at that time Baba called one brother and told that today Baba will take the class early. Just inform all. So at that time there used to be one bell and everybody was informed that today Baba will take the class at maybe around 7:30 or so. So everybody should take, after taking the food, etc., they should come to the class. And then everybody came and Baba also came in the class. So that was the day when Brahma Baba was, though he might be knowing, but simultaneously, even after knowing that Baba came, and though Baba was not well, but that day, Baba's Murli, if you listen, 18th January, Sakar Murli, Brahma Baba's, the cassettes are available there, in Pandav Bhavan also, I don't know about here, the CDs are available, 18th January 1969. So that one, Baba gave the Murli, and though usually Baba had a sore throat because old age was there, but that day never a single time that coughing or sore throat came in between, and Baba just gave a very, very powerful Murli. Not a single time that obstruction came, which shows that when we also become karmatit or farishta stage, then our all the, you see, body problems and disease and karmic accounts, they all will be won by our stage, final stage, and they will not bother us. And that day also not a, for that, during though that half an hour or 40 minutes of that murli, not a single time Baba was required to clean his throat or sore throat. So this shows that our final stage will be when we are the winner and we conquer all our karmic accounts and they are settled. But for this one, long Pursharat is needed. Continuous Pursharat is needed to attain this stage. And Baba attained that stage. And how? Because when the karmic accounts of this body are there, then at that time, what we feel, sometime one gets little disheartened. So we used to see Brahma Baba in history hall. You must have seen that Baba, you see there are three, you see Sandlis, Baba used to sit on one, Mama used to sit on one, and in between children or the party which used to come, they used to sit and they used to give their experience, the Baba's children. So that day, Baba, when he gave the murli, and in general also, near that Baba Sandli, that translite of Krishan or Lakshmi Narayan used to be there, and sometime when there used to be very severe throat problem or cough, because Baba was 93 plus at that time, and very severe cold used to be here. So at that time, Baba, we used to feel, those sitting in the front, that, oh, Baba is having this problem. But next moment, very next moment, Baba used to say, oh, you see, this is old body and these problems, karmic accounts are there, but tomorrow Baba will become like this, Lord Krishna and Vishnu Krishna, small, and just everything will be fine, new, there won't be any problem of the body. So Baba's own nature, you see, used to conquer the external nature, this body's nature, inner nature. And that what is required now, that if we want to win the Baba's heart, then we have to make our own inner nature our so powerful that as and when, whenever we want to change our nature, this, it must not be affected by the external situation. Usually what happens that now the external situation becomes powerful. Suppose even we are seeing the TV news, seeing somewhere earthquake is there, flood or tsunami, and so many death and other things are there. So our inner nature, our we also start feeling, oh, this is, we used to become sad. This shows that external nature is very powerful than our inner nature. But what Baba wants, that our inner nature should be able to overrule the external situation. And whatever be the situation, that what has been shown by some of the scientists like Professor Emoto of Japan, you might have heard the name, that he conducted experiments on the two glasses of water, and where the positive thinking, positive feeling, emotions were there, that crystals were very nice, ornamental shaped crystal, and wherever the negative feelings were there, very devilish shape of crystals were there. So our thinking, our attitude, that affects a lot on external nature, this water. Similarly, on earth, number of experiments are being conducted by our institution, that yogic kheti, farming, yogic farming, that before putting the seed in the earth, if the seeds are exposed to the meditation and if the earth is also exposed to the meditation, then the product, agriculture product, actually is much, much more powerful and having more protein, more vitamins, more energy level. These have been tested in the laboratories. Last some 12, 13 years, I have been seeing the agriculture product which are brought from that university, we are having MOU with one university, Memorandum of Understanding, and we see that the product actually which are exposed through yoga, that earth and seeds, they are wonderful, much, much more powerful and sweet and good than conventionally grown. So like that on earth also, on CAD experiment, you know about what the experiments, how the arteries, heart arteries which are blocked, then through this meditation they are open. Like that, so which shows that our inner nature, whatever our thoughts, feeling, emotion, so we have to conquer this inner nature, so that the outer nature we can conquer. And that what Baba was actually a sort of monument of that one. Wherever Baba used to go, the whole environment used to get spiritually charged. In his company, we used, and that is why whenever we used to meet Baba, so Baba, oh, come dear children, come, like this, he will say. And whenever we used to come near him, he used to become bodiless, completely bodiless. His power. He was ordinary human being, but with his efforts, he became so powerful that to whom he used to give drishti, they all used to become bodiless. And then Baba used to say, oh, come back, huh? Lovingly. And because everybody has to go one after another, one by one. And then Baba will give toli and ask some question, etc., converse with them. And one will go, second will come, like that. So that what is required, that will actually change the whole scenario of the world, that Baba says, Baba's pratyakshta, glorification of Baba. So if we make ourselves this powerful, this is also there. And moreover, that as we become more and more pure, we will develop a power so that we can know what is going on inside somebody. I have seen, though I had the opportunity to meet Baba a number of times. From 61, I came in knowledge, 61 to 69. But during the last 2 days, what I saw, I was there, a far distant place, and luckily I came here on 17th January morning, and 17th and 18th I was with Baba. So I used to feel, oh, now I will go to Baba, ask this thing about service, ask this question about self-development, ask this thing about virtues, etc. And as soon as I used to go to Baba, Baba will give drishti like that. And then Baba will say, oh, you have come for this one. Okay, do like this. It will happen like this. You see, not a single word I was required to speak. Whatever is going in my mind, that Baba used to check. And that is, man jite jagat jeet. Means once we conquer our mind, our thoughts, we can rule over the heart of the people. So that I saw almost 6 to 7 times during those 2 days. That number or whatever I used to, oh, you have come for this one. Okay, do like this. It will happen like this. So you see, that is what is required. That we must have so much control over our thoughts that not a single thought goes as without our permission. Whatever we want to think, only those thoughts should come in our mind and accordingly converted into speech and action. So that what I saw. This is also one to conquer the heart of Baba. That is one thing. Then what else? How Baba achieved this one? Because Baba used to utilize each and every second. You see, whenever the party was there to meet, you see nowadays also whenever we have to meet dadis, so our party and dadis, they give time, okay, 10 o'clock, that Bombay party, 10:30, Delhi party, 11 o'clock, you see, Bangalore party, like that. So that time also, Babas used to give time. And Baba, you see, though Baba is here, physically, eyes are open, but Baba used to be lost in his thoughts. And whenever the Brahmani teacher used to come with Baba before others at near Baba, so she will see, she will think natural way, oh, Baba is just seeing me. But mentally Baba used to be lost somewhere, as Baba says, and then teacher will say, Baba, Baba, I have come, this party has come. Then sometimes Baba used to get a sort of jerk. It is not trance. It is not any other, eyes are open. But mentally, Baba used to be somewhere, and then Baba, oh, you have come. Okay, come on. Okay, let the party member sit here. Come on. And then Baba used to converse. And after that, again, when the meeting is over, Baba used to be mentally somewhere else. So this practice to come in the body within a second, as per our desire, to go out of body, that mastery Baba has achieved. And that what is required for us also, that Baba says. And then as we want, so we come in the body, perform our duties, whatever is there, and then utilize our time and energy, and that what Baba says. Our two most valuable treasures are, what are those two most valuable treasures? No, treasures are thoughts and time. These two are most valuable treasures. So time also, no time wastage and no thought wastage. So that what we used to see. So that was wonderful experience. So we should also move in that direction. And you see, in the end also, that day on the 18th January, Baba gave his last murli. Just, I narrate one experience. I was sitting in the front and Baba was giving murli. So at that time, suddenly one thought came to my mind. You see, I was quite young, about some 18, 19 years old. And at that time, Baba, suddenly one thought came to my, how nice it will be if Baba speaks something about me, about my Pursharat, so that I get a boost and my Pursharat goes ahead. So the thought came to my mind, but immediately Baba caught, because as I told you, that this is the symptom of karmatita state soul, that one can catch, because one has conquered so much his own mind that he can read others' thought, and that is man jite jagat jeet. Man ke hare hare, in Hindi it is said, that once we are able to conquer our mind, we are the victorious ones. So, as soon as the thought came to my mind, Baba must have caught the thought, and immediately Baba gave some versions which are from that day very, very helpful in my life by taking my name also. So what is required is that is possible only when we are not having wasteful thought. Baba now says that children, they are not having vicious thoughts, but wasteful thoughts are still there. Anyhow, it consumes more of time, more energy, and everything it consumes. So that what Baba wants, that if we conquer the wasteful thoughts, we can conquer others' mind also, and accordingly they will be our subjects. Because once here we are able to conquer our thoughts, then we can conquer anybody's mind. So that was, so on that day, 18th January, Baba was having this one, and after giving murli, then Baba stood, and then Baba said, okay, Baba is taking your leave. Baba goes. Just Baba started giving drishti. And then Baba started going towards the door. Again, after one step or so, Baba stopped. Again, Baba started giving drishti to everybody. So, because that day Baba was having, he was knowing that this is my last meeting with the children. So, he was giving power, power and power. Again, Baba started moving and again Baba stopped. And again, Baba started giving Murli and especially, not Murli, but drishti. And Baba's drishti used to go again and again to Dadi Prakashmani ji, who was sitting in the front row. So you see that whenever even this feeling is there, yes, this is my last meeting, and then near the door Baba said, okay, Baba is taking your leave. Baba is going, taking your leave. These all versions, they are taped in this. You see, tape recorder. So, at that time, so let us compare ourselves when we also become like that, when we settle our all karmic accounts, that my state should also be like that, that ultimately, no wasteful thoughts and complete control over my thoughts and feeling that what we saw. And that is the mean of conquering. One of the means of conquering Baba's heart throne. Then Baba went, and then, as we all know, Baba went to his room, and Dadi's hand in hand, Baba left the body. But the most wonderful part was that after leaving this body, Baba's, usually what happens when the soul leaves the body, then body gets stiff and it becomes something blackened and it starts disintegrating body. I was there at that time, Mount Abu, very small place. No injection was given to Baba, no chemical lotion was applied to the body. But even after 3 days, 18th January evening, Baba left the body. And that night, 19th morning, daytime, 19th night, 20th whole day, 20th night, and 21st afternoon, Baba's body was consumed to flame. But till that time, Baba's body was quite flexible, you see. And no blackish, it was shining face, just as Baba is sleeping. And as usual, Baba will get up and say, oh, come dear divine children, come children, like that. It was looking like that. So this is the conquering the five elements of nature. Our body is made of that nature. And that's why Baba says that you must give positive vibrations to these five elements of nature daily. And these elements of nature must be under your control. You see, our nature should be so powerful, our thought, so that this external nature, air, water, ether and fire, etc., they come under our control. That is the conquering of nature. And because after all, this is our nearest companion throughout the whole cycle. This body, through this body we have to play the part. So we have to have the very, very harmonious relationship with these five elements of nature. Very, so that they don't go out of control, which now they go in the form of earthquake or flood or tsunami or cyclone, etc. No, they must be well in our control. So that was visible after, you see, 3 days, about some 65 hours or so, the body was shining, no bad smell, no disintegration in the body, no injection was given, nothing. So this is the... After that I asked number of doctors, medical practitioners, is it possible, can it happen? They say, no, it cannot happen. But I saw myself, the whole yajna saw, that Baba's body was so much light, fresh, no disintegration, no stiffness in the body. And when we took Baba's body and the last, bathing was given to Baba, complete body was flexible up to a very good extent. So this is the conquering, that what Baba requires now. That what to tell of the human beings. But even the five elements of nature, we should be able to give them positive, and which is now there, through various experiments, Professor Emoto's experiment, and so many other, this SCAD, and our this yogic farming, etc., that we are moving towards in the positive direction. That our vibration, our thoughts, positive thoughts or negative, whatever, it affects all the elements of nature. So this is what is required, and if we want to conquer Bab Dada's heart throne. So these are some of the things. Still, lot is there, but Baba is our role model. And what Baba has shown, Brahma Baba, we all have to practice it. And when we move in that direction, no doubt as Baba has become Karmatid and attained the final and full stage, angelic stage, we all will attain that stage. So definitely we will attain if we do practice as Baba has been doing. Okay? So...
ज्योति को याद करो हे योगी बड़े प्यार से महाज्योति को याद करो हे योगी बड़े प्यार से बन के फरिश्ता उड़ चलो फरिश्ता उड़ चलो हे योगी संसार से हे योगी संसार से महाज्योति को याद करो हे योगी बड़े प्यार से बन के फरिश्ता उड़ चलो हे योगी संसार से योगी संसार से महाज्योति को याद करो हे योगी बड़े प्यार से ज्योति की वो दुनिया है न्यारी शांति वहाँ की लगती है प्यारी शांति वहाँ की लगती है प्यारी ज्योति की वो दुनिया है न्यारी शांति वहाँ की लगती है प्यारी शांति वहाँ की लगती है प्यारी बुला रहा है पिता तुम्हारा हो हो बुला रहा है पिता तुम्हारा अपनी मीठी पुकार से अपनी मीठी पुकार से महाज्योति को याद करो हे योगी बड़े प्यार से बन के फरिश्ता उड़ चलो हे योगी संसार से हे योगी संसार से महाज्योति को याद करो हे योगी बड़े प्यार से बंधन से मुक्त हो जा सारे से मुक्त हो जा सारे बंधन से, आवाज की दुनिया से चल हो इस आवाज की दुनिया से चल सच के दीव श्रृंगार से, सच के दीव श्रृंगार से महाज्योति को याद करो हे योगी बड़े प्यार से, बन के फरिश्ता उड़ चलो बन के फरिश्ता उड़ चलो हे योगी संसार से, हे योगी संसार से महाज्योति को याद करो।